Several minutes later, we arrived where Jane was. She was standing with Marta Perot and two other colonists, all three of whom had blank, numb expressions on their faces. Behind them was the massive carcass of a Fanti, wild with tiny flying bugs, and a rather smaller carcass farther beyond that. Jane spied me and said something to Perot and the other two. They glanced over to me, nodded at whatever it was Jane was saying, and then headed back toward the colony. "Where's Zoe?" I asked. "I had Dickory take her back," Jane said. "I didn't want her to see this. Marta and her team found something." I motioned to the smaller carcass. "Joseph Long, it looks like," I said.
"Not just that," Jane said. "Come here."
We walked over to Luong's corpse. It was a bloody mess.
"Tell me what you see," Jane said.
I leaned down and got a good look, willing myself into a neutral frame of mind. "He's been eaten at," I said.
"That's what I told Marta and the others," Jane said. "And that's what I want them to believe for right now. You need to look closer."
I frowned and looked at the corpse again, trying to see what it was I was clearly missing. Suddenly it snapped into place. I went cold. "Holy God," I said, and backed away from Luong. Jane looked at me intently.
"You see it too," she said. "He wasn't eaten. He was butchered."
The council crowded uncomfortably into the medical bay, along with Dr. Zhao. "This isn't going to be pleasant," I warned them, and pulled the sheet back on what was left of Zhou Luong. Only Li Chen and Marta Perot looked like they were likely to vomit, which was a better percentage than I expected.
"Christ! Something ate him,"
Paolo Gutierrez said.
"No,"
Hiram Yoder said. He moved closer to Luong.
"Look,"
he said, pointing.
"The tissues are cut, not torn. Here, here, and here."
He glanced over at Jane.
"This is why you needed to show us this," he said.
Jane nodded.
"Why?"
Gutierrez said.
"I don't understand. What are you showing us?"
"This man's been butchered," Yoder said. "Whoever did this to him used some sort of cutting tool to take off his flesh. A knife or an axe, possibly."
"How can you tell this?"
Gutierrez said to Yoder.
"I've butchered enough animals to know what it looks like," Yoder said, and glanced up at Jane and me. "And I believe our administrators have seen enough of the violence of war to know what sort of violence this was."
"But you can't be sure," Marie Black said. Jane glanced over to Dr. Zhao and nodded.
"There are striations on the bone that are consistent with a cutting implement," Dr. Zhao said. "They're precisely positioned. They don't look like what you'd see if a bone was gnawed on by an animal. Someone did this, not something."
"So you're saying there's a murderer in the colony,"
Manfred Trujillo said.
"Murderer?"
Gutierrez said.
"The hell with that, we've got a goddamn cannibal walking around."
"No," Jane said.
"Excuse me?"
Gutierrez said.
"You said it yourself, this man's been sliced up like he was livestock. One of us had to have done it."
Jane glanced over at me.
"Okay," I said. "I'm going to have to do this formally. As the Colonial Union Administrator of the Colony of Roanoke, I hereby declare that everyone in this room is bound by the State Secrecy Act."
"I concur," Jane said.
"This means that nothing said or done here now can be shared outside this room to anyone under penalty of treason," I said.
"The hell you say,"
Trujillo said.
"The hell I do say," I said. "No joke. You talk about any of this before Jane and I are ready for you to talk about it, and you'll be in deep shit."
"Define deep shit,"
Gutierrez said.
"I shoot you," Jane said.
Gutierrez smiled uncertainly, waiting for Jane to indicate she was kidding. He kept waiting.
"All right,"
Trujillo said.
"We understand. No talking."
"Thank you," I said. "We brought you over here for two reasons. The first was to show you him." I pointed to Luong, whom Dr. Zhao had hidden again under the sheet. "And the second was to show you this." I reached over to the lab table, pulled an object from underneath a towel, and handed it to Trujillo. He examined it.
"It looks like the head of a spear," he said.
"That's what it is," I said. "We found it by the Fanti carcass near where we found Luong. We suspect it was thrown at the Fanti and it managed to pull it out and break it, or perhaps broke it and then pulled it out." Trujillo, who was in the act of handing the spearhead over to Lee Chen, stopped and took another look at it.
"You're not seriously suggesting what I think you're suggesting," he said.
"It wasn't just Luong who was butchered," Jane said. "The Fanti was butchered, too. There were footprints around Luong because of Marta and her search party and me and John. There were tracks around the Fanti as well. They weren't ours."
"The Fanti was brought down by some Yotes," Marie Black said. "The Yotes move in packs. It could happen."
"You're not listening," Jane said. "The Fanti was butchered. Whoever butchered the Fanti almost certainly butchered Luong, and whoever butchered the Fanti wasn't human."
"You're saying there's some sort of aboriginal intelligence species here on Roanoke," Trujillo said.
"Yes," I said.
"How intelligent?"
Trujillo asked.
"Intelligent enough to make that," I said, noting the spear. "It's a simple spear, but it's still a spear. And they're intelligent enough to make knives for butchering."
"We've been here almost a Roanoke year," Lee Chen said. "If these things exist, why haven't we seen them before?"
"I think we have," Jane said. "I think whatever these things are were the ones who tried to get into Croatoan not long after we arrived. When they couldn't climb their way over the barrier, they tried digging under."
"I thought the Yotes did that," Chen said.
"We killed a Yote in one of the holes," Jane said. "It doesn't mean the Yote dug the hole."
"The holes happened right around the time we first saw the Fantis," I said. "Now the Fantis are back. Maybe these things follow the herd. No Fantis, no Roe, no cavemen."
I pointed to Luong.
"I think these things were hunting a Fanti. They killed it and were butchering it up when Luong wandered onto what they were doing. Maybe they killed him out of fear and butchered him afterward."
"They saw him as prey," Gutierrez said.
"We don't know that," I said.
"Come on,"
Gutierrez said, waving toward Luong.
"The sons of bitches turned him into fucking steaks."
"Yes," I said. "But we don't know if he was hunted. I'd rather we don't jump to any conclusions. And I'd rather we didn't start panicking about what these things are or what their intentions are toward us. As far as we know, they have no intentions. This could have been a random encounter."
"You're not suggesting we pretend that Joe wasn't killed and eaten," said Marta Perot. "That's already impossible. June and Evan know because they were with me when we found him. Jane's told us to keep quiet, and we have so far, but this isn't something you can keep quiet forever."
"We don't need to keep that part quiet," Jane said. "You can tell your people that part when you leave here. You need to keep quiet about the creatures that did this."
"I'm not going to pretend to my people that this was just some sort of random animal attack," Gutierrez said.
"No one's saying you should," I said. "Tell your people the truth, that there are predators following the Fanti herd. They're dangerous, and then until further notice, no one goes for walks in the forest or goes anywhere alone outside of Croatoan if they can help it. You don't have to tell them anything more than that for now."
"Why not?" Gutierrez said. "These things represent a real danger to us. They've already killed one of us, eaten one of us. We need to get our people prepared."
"The reason why not is that people act irrationally if they think they're being hunted by something with a brain," Jane said.
"Just like you're acting now."
Gutierrez glared at Jane.
"I don't appreciate the suggestion that I'm acting irrationally," he said.
"Then don't act irrationally," Jane said,
"because there will be consequences. Remember that you're under the State Secrecy Act, Gutierrez."
Gutierrez subsided, clearly not satisfied.
"Look," I said, "if these things are intelligent, then among other things, I think we have some responsibilities to them. Primarily not wiping them out over what might have been a misunderstanding. And if they are intelligent, then maybe we can find a way to let them know they'd be best off avoiding us."
I motioned for the spearhead. Trujillo handed it over.
"They're using these, for Christ's sake," waving the spear. "Even with the dumb guns we have to use here, we could probably wipe them out 100 times over, but I'd like to try not doing that if we can manage it."
"Let me try to put it a different way," Trujillo said.
You're asking us to withhold critical information from our people. I, and I think Paolo here as well, worry that holding back that information makes our people less safe, because our people don't know the full scope of what they're dealing with. Look where we are now. We're all stuffed into a cargo container wrapped in cloaking fabric to keep us hidden, and that's because our government withheld critical information from us. The colonial government played us for fools, and that's why we live like we do now. No offense, he said to Hiram Yoder. None taken, Yoder said. My point is, our government screwed us with secrets, Trujillo said. Why would we want to do the same to our people? I don't want to keep this a secret forever, I said. But right now we lack information on whether these people are a genuine threat, and I'd like to be able to get it without people going a little crazy out of fear of Roanoke Neanderthals wandering in the brush. You're assuming people will go a little crazy, Trujillo said. I'd be happy to be proven wrong, I said. But for now, let's err on the side of caution. Inasmuch as we don't have a choice in the matter, let's err indeed, Trujillo said.
Christ, Jane said.
I noted an unusual tone in her voice. Exasperation.
Trujillo, Gutierrez, use your goddamn heads. We didn't have to tell you any of this. Marta didn't know what she was looking at when she found Luong. The only one of you who saw it for himself was Yoder, and only because he saw it here. If we hadn't told you everything right now, you'd never have known. I could have cleaned this all up and not one of you would be the wiser. But we didn't want that. We knew we had to tell all of you. We've trusted you enough to share something we didn't have to share. Trust us that we need time before you tell the colonists. It's not too much to ask.